Hey guys, Austin here. I'm bringing you today's Daily Dose. I hope you're enjoying this series as we continue to highlight some Old Testament people and the stories in the Old Testament that we can learn from. Now, today, I want to highlight Noah this morning. And I love the story of Noah, which I almost guarantee you you're familiar with, because Noah is the guy that built the ark. God called him out of his success and encouraged him and challenged him to build this ark. And I love Noah because throughout his story, the Bible continues to say that Noah did everything that God commanded him to do. In chapter 6, Genesis chapter 6, verse 22, it said, Noah did everything just as God commanded him. And then just in the next chapter, it said, and Noah did all that God commanded him. And the thing I want to highlight in Noah's story, even after being so faithful, he did everything that God commanded him. He built this ark. God sent the flood. It was after all of this, and it takes place in chapter 9. And here's the setting. I think Noah was exhausted. I think after all of this, he had done everything that God told him to do. He lived a life of complete obedience, and I think he got to a point where he was exhausted. And here's where we land. In chapter 9, verse 20, it said, Noah, a man of the soil, proceeded to plant a vineyard. When he drank some of its wine, he became drunk and laid uncovered inside his tent. And I think that that's just a small piece of this story, which I think is fascinating to include, because so often we highlight Noah as this man of complete faith who went out of his way to do God's word. He trusted him enough to do it, he said. Yet here he is getting drunk and completely stumbling and falling and doing something wrong. And I love this story because as followers of Jesus Christ, how often have you pursued God, done everything right, lived a life of complete obedience? Chris Hilken just talked about it in one of our sermons of serving a delayed gratification God in an instant gratification world. And you're doing everything right, but yet in a moment of weakness, a moment of tiredness, you do something wrong. You say something, you lash out to a friend, you do something wrong. I don't know where you're at today, but I guarantee you, if you haven't made a mistake like that, you will. And that's because we're human. And so today, I just want to encourage you. Chris Brown just talked about Noah as this man of complete faith, someone that we look at as a guy who is obedient to God and his word and everything that he encouraged him to do, yet he still stumbled and he fell. And that's okay, because what he did is he got up, he dusted himself off, and he asked for forgiveness and sought God and continued to work for God and his calling. I just want to encourage you. I don't know where you're at today. I don't know what you've done in the past or what you're doing now. Just encourage you to get up today and just do the next right thing. Maybe for you, that's calling your growth group around you to pray for you and work with you through repentance and forgiveness. If you've maybe said something to somebody that you regret, maybe you're just exhausted and what you need to do is press time out on your schedule and just spend some time with your friends and family, resting, taking a nap, taking some time off of work because you don't have any margin in your life. I just want to encourage you today that we can learn from Noah, this man of complete faith, complete obedience, who did something amazing because God called him to do that, still stumbled and still did something wrong, but continued to get up, dust himself off, and continue pushing forward. And today, I know that if you wake up, you get up today, and you ask for forgiveness, you pray to God just to work in your life, to use you in some amazing ways that God's going to use you. He's going to push you and do his work through you because you're faithful, trusting God enough to do what he says. Go do that today, and I guarantee you God's going to do some amazing stuff through you. Thanks.